see a picture in a thousand places. This is his huge girl. You think you are all little pieces. I miss his girl. They can't do fans and manners. They can't do English grammar. Cause you don't really give a damn about this huge girl.
Thank you.
on a creature. It's a symbol that somebody's gonna get it. It's a symbol that somebody's gonna get it. So nobody could see me listening to myself on the radio. And the song came on and it sounded kind of weird. It didn't sound like I thought it would, you know. It didn't even sound like me. That's because it wasn't me. It was David Soul. Then my song came up. And I really did believe that a giant finger would come out of the clouds and point at me. Big limousine would pull up outside the house and a man would get out with a big cigar and offer me. He had a lot of big things in this, you know, story. A big contract, big long contract. And I would sign it and I would get unimaginable riches. And then the song ended and they went to the shipping forecast. But this was the view from the edge of town. Cut loose in the nightmare. Cast off in the if I was anywhere that I can hang my hat, and it's coming apart at the seams. The luck is hanging upside down. I try to hold on tight, but money's rolling out of town. Love slips right out of sight in these bars. Don't look so good to me. Jokers talk and they all disagree. One day soon I will laugh right in the face of the poison moon. You look in the mirror, sorrow that it can't be replaced. Step right out on that cool parade, button down and lace. It starts like fascination, ends up like a trance. Gotta use your imagination on some of that magazine romance. And these bars don't look so good to me. Joke is dark and they all disagree. One day soon I will laugh right in the face of the poison. I would laugh right in the face of a poison.
So I used to watch too many gangster films when I was growing up, and we'd no sooner been around the country a few times. We came up here, and I think we played here in the City Hall in January 79, when we came back and we played the Top Rank. You know, well, you know, we were really living then, you know. And then they sent us off to America, you know, full of big ideas over the dreams of that place that came from songs and and from movies. And I thought I'd stumble into, you know, a smoky Los Angeles dive, and there would be a girl sitting on a bar stool in a slinky satin dress sipping a Singapore Sling. Try saying that after 4 or 5 Singapore Slings. Because I'm talking about the days when I was trying to rid the world of alcohol. Admittedly, mostly by drinking it, you know, but, you know, so, of course, you know, you never do actually meet anybody that looks like this. This is Gloria Graham, of course. She was the bad girl, the gun moll, the femme fatale, which is French for fatal woman. And she was the gun moll and bad girl and femme fatale in many film noir, which is French for film noir. Anyway, you know, the song isn't really about Gloria. It's about a girl who lives in a town in the middle of nowhere. Now, I've always taken a bit of a risk when setting this song up, because I used to say Wichita, Kansas was the location of the song, and then I had to go to Wichita, Kansas last summer, and they were waiting for me at the city limits with flaming torches and pitchforks again. So let's just say Norwich. That's safely a place I've never gone back to, you know. I'm sure you can think of a town somewhere in Yorkshire that you're never returning to. Imagine a girl dreams of big dreams of fame or infamy. She makes it into the smoke, wherever that is. It's coming up from the ground, coming up through the grate, like smoke, like incense. She sits by bed in a plain print dress, in a mallet out of the wilderness. Could be a cunning of a murderer's heart beneath that calm exterior. You know my name, you don't know my eyes. Don't doubt my eyes in the daily past. I've already forgotten much more than you will ever know. Every word that I've spoken is true. Send the walls down and broken in two. Try to make peace out of a long night of pretend. Need a pawnbroker in a world of bad end. Why do you know the temptation to be out of you?
Turn up the volume just to turn it down.
things that we've been trying to do on this here detour is putting together the threads between songs. I imagine the girl in the last song, I imagined her pretty good. But this is a true story. It's about a girl named Teddy Grace who sang in dance bands in the 1930s. Until it broke her voice singing for the USO. She might have been the American Vera Lynn, you know, if they hadn't pushed her so hard. And she had to leave town to find the things she wanted for. And just like me, she had to change her name. And just like me, she looks pretty good in a cocktail dress. You should wear your written license, walking over the city pride. Streets were paved with living spinners, good as full of suicides. Teddy stayed on Phil and Grace, somewhere near Arcadia. Since she overheard the voice, she didn't hear on the radio. Velvet gloves and country clubs were never gonna hold her. Ringing the necks and silly sudden bells, why do you scold her? Don't bring her down, I'm trouble bound. Blue sun, red alert, ooh, it still hurt her. Teddy's still dropped down. Turned up in another town, changed her name for the spotlight, singing like a bluebird in a sequin gown. She finally fell and married well, but I knew it wouldn't last. Reversing back into the spotlight, no, I never saw her meeting half blasted. Don't bring me down, I'm troubled back.
Strange hat, and you swear, would you three editions, and I've given you a longing book every day, every day, every day. I write a book. Chapter one. We didn't really get along. Chapter two. I think I fell in love with you. You said you'd stand by me in the middle of chapter three, but you were up in a church and chapter four, five, and six.
Startle
misbehaving machinery back into action by creeping up on it. He said it worked with all the women he knew. Of course, he didn't know any women. We worked in an office attached to a lipstick factory. You know, like if you work in a biscuit factory, you can get lots of like cheap penguin biscuits and things like that, even a cheap penguin occasionally. But we could get like cheap mascara and lipstick and eyeshadow seconds and stuff like that. I started out, you know, my distant cousin Brian Connolly was actually Brian McManus of Sweet, you know, so I fancied myself in glam rock for a while. It was never a look that really worked for me, actually. So I skulked around in this here office. That girl wasn't there, but I was in there writing My Name Is True and This Year's Modern and all those old songs. And I never really had to face much of a moral dilemma about my job. But I wrote this here tune years later with my pal about a man who's given the choice of having his job and building a machine to send his son away and goodbye. And then that song, Shipbuilding, was sung by Robert Wyatt most beautifully. And I thought then, about 5 years ago, I thought about writing the other side of the story. Because there were lads on both sides that died needlessly in that conflict that we were sort of writing that song against the background of. The English boys, you know, that went off, the British boys that went off on the ships to South Atlantic, they were mostly lads that had joined up. I'm not saying anything against them, but they hadn't been conscripted. The lads on the other side have been conscripted, and that's a difference, you know? So I thought, well, we should maybe think about, like, what they had to go through. I tried to imagine what it'd be like if you were sitting at home watching all of this unfold, whichever side of you're on. There's no judgment intended, except somebody's responsible for sending somebody to go and die and do the dirty work of them. And I wanted to try and make them into a dialogue for you tonight, these two songs. Trying not to disturb the dark carnival crew, and in a glittering voice, far off this here rejoice, there's the casualties of a few. I can tell you now, before I forget myself, I can turn you loose, but the key won't undo the lock, and the face of the clock, seeing there will be mark. These 5 minutes with you. My father would know, so he whispered it low. Go to Montevideo and wait for me there. You're always listening in. How can I begin for 5 minutes or more if you dare? Sheets and the bullets hail, and they'll pull you right off the streets. Chances are slim, and the searchlights will dim for 5 minutes with you.
My Christmas.
turnaround time. Somebody said someone got filled in for a sin. Well-to-do neighborhood, and everything was just going along fine until she got this news. And
And so she goes to the tool shed and finds the can of aerosol spray paint that a teenage daughter used to use when she was a graffiti artist. And she writes some choice slogans on the bedroom wall. And then she thinks better of it and she gets one of those scraping tools and she starts to scrape away the evidence of her heartbreak. And she pulls away the kind of beautiful paper that they have on the wall. It's kind of, you know, that kind of paper with gold flowers on it. And she pulls it away and underneath is a much more modest layer of printed floral design that they actually put up themselves when they had no money. And she peels it away a little bit further and she finds the evidence of the pencil mark when the daughter was just a little girl. And little by little she pulls it away and finds the whole story of their life. This might actually be the first song I've ever written about interior decorating.
I seem to fall.
right and proud here in Yorkshire, so I sing the next song with some trepidation because it's one filled with self-loathing. And I know that could never occur to you here in Sheffield.
One day you're gonna have to face the deep dark truth in the world. And it's gonna tell me things that I said. Love you too much to say. The sky was just a purple bruise. The ground was iron. And you fell all around the town. Until I looked the same. The same eyes. The same lips. The same. Streets with newspaper shouts ring to the boots and resumes, and you're never in the hand of doubt. Something happened somewhere. You chased down the road into a fence blade, out of fiberglass trouble. Can't blow around the town, but it all shuts down the same. The same eyes, the same lips, the same life from your time sets.
Bye. I'm going to sing you a song now. It comes from a musical. It's not Oklahoma. It's not South Pacific. It's one I'm working on with a couple of friends of mine, and it has absolutely no cats and no phantoms in it. It does, on the other hand, have the devil in it. And the devil in the form of this hillbilly singer named Lonesome Rhodes, who walks into a radio station in far-off Fox, Wyoming, back in the 1950s, and with an attractive line of devilish charm, folk wisdom, and absolute unmitigated bullshit, gets himself a job spinning records for housewives. And he's such a success with them that they decide he's just the man to be the spokesperson for Vitagex pet pills. And that's the kind of amphetamines that they used to give to airline pilots and housewives back before we were enlightened about women and all of that, you know. So he's such a big success on the regional radio, they say he's just the man to take the message of the senator to the whole nation on national television. And they put him on television, and he gets good ratings. Well, you know where this ends. Nothing good ever came of getting good ratings, that's for certain. He starts to get the idea that, fuck this senator, I can tell the people what to think. And he's the beginnings of a demagogue. That's what Bud Schulberg was writing about, the power of television to create demagogues. But the only reason that this lonesome fella has any power over anybody is because he comes and whispers in the ear of his audience, of the crowd, in the darkness of night. He hears the weird things that they really wish for. And you know what? He sings them this here song.
If you're down and confused, and you think that you've been used, and you're on the face of the crowd, well, you know how that feels when he hears your appeals, 'cause you're lonely for crying. Start out and you stutter from the penthouse to the gutter, and yours you find the other way around. Where you're only facing the crowd, you're only a face in the crowd. Face in the crowd.
guest for this evening, this being the last night of the tour, it's me. You'd be surprised, there are some places, I'm not saying what county they're in, but they actually believe I'm a different person when I put a different coloured hat on. We've been there, you know, spending lots of money and moving into every place we've been along this last few years. We've been building up. We decided that we liked this tour so much that we decided to bring the furniture. And then we started to invest in all the latest technology. This, of course, being the iPhone 8.5, based on a design by Fellini. What it lacks in portability, it gains in fidelity, which is much more than you can say for most men. Cue the bitter laughter of women in the audience. So I'm going to sing a song that I like to send out to my gal far away. I have an agreeable baby, loves everything that I do. Dances most every night, moves to her delight. I seem to go for them too. But when dances and moves are done, that's when we have real fun. Gee, it's great, have to be an athlete, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song while I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We start into bed and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. After I have to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss, then we continue again, walking my baby back home. She's afraid of the dark, so I have to park outside of the door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her cheeks all through the night, and in hand to a barbecue stand, right to the doorway we run. Eat and then it displeases you again, walking my baby back home. Oh yeah, walking my baby back home. Oh, oh, walking my baby back home. That's all. This show is that I've got to tell a little bit of the story about behind some of the songs, but also acknowledge the fact that I wouldn't have been up here in the first place had it not been for the fact that my father was a singer before me. Last time I was here, a gentleman came and gave me like some letters that my dad wrote to his mother after the passing of his dad. It was a turn in the clubs, and my dad sang, you know, up in the clubs up in these parts in the 1970s, but of course he started out to be Birkenhead's first bebop trumpet player back in the late 1940s. Here's a picture of him up there. He was trying to find the little known connection between Dizzy Gillespie and Jimmy Shand. You know, polka music and bebop. Of course, like a lot of jazz musicians, he found there was no money in playing the horn, so
When I was born, he got a job singing with the Joe Lost Dance Band, and they were one of the big groups, they were one of the big orchestras of the country, as some of you may even remember. I'd get to hear his voice on the radio when I was a little kid. When I was about 4 years old, I was found around the back of the television with a screwdriver looking for my daddy, you know. Could have ended very badly there and then, you know. There was 1963, he was among the cavalcade of stars that were on the Royal Command Performance, and I'm talking about back when the whole country used to tune in to Beers One with the royal personage. And they wasn't like a bunch of losers of X Factor then. It was actual real kind of megastars like Dickie Henderson and Max Bygraves and illusionists and acrobats and excerpts from the Royal Ballet. And there was always an international singing star. That year, the international singing star was Marlene Dietrich. And the young man that she called my accompanist, Bert Bacharach. I think it was Bert Bacharach, or she could have just been clearing her throat. I don't know, you know, but at number five on the bill was the singing sensation of that year, a little-known group from Liverpool called the Beatles. And this is the show at which John Lennon famously said, "For the last number, we'd like you all to clap along, and the rest of you can rattle your jewellery."
Yeah.
And you know, the next day, all the newspapers were filled with this insolent scallywag cheeking the royal family in that fashion, and as a consequence, you know, it was as if the British Empire was coming to an end, as if it hadn't already.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody really remembers as a consequence that at number 12 on the bill, five places above the Beatles, my father sang "If I Had a Hammer for the Queen Mum." Now, the Queen Mother was very fond of word songs, never having had a job of her own, you know. It was one of many, many occasions where I got a glimpse into the transfer of sort of magic from the mundane of rehearsals. I'd go with my father to the Hammersmith Palais or to the BBC Radio Theatres. But as the 60s wore on, the dance bands were singing what was in the hit parade. This is back before we had the thrill that is Radio 1. My father was singing things like "It's Not Unusual" by Tom Jones, or "Little Arrows" by Leapy Lee, or... But by the end of the 60s, he was singing "See Emily Play" by the Pink Floyd. It got extremely weird after a while. You know, they were just trying to keep up with the trends, and they did all the dance numbers, and they did the Blue Beat when that came in, the Twist, and then the Madison, then Blue Beat, and my father got kind of, like, infected with the idea of being there, taking a message of peace and love to people, I think. And he went from looking like a suave and debonair crooner and started to grow his hair long, quit the dance band, and started to drive thousands of miles a year to play working men's clubs, to sing things like "Everything Is Beautiful" by Ray Stevens to a miners' club in Tiverton. And he went from looking like this elegant man to something like, well, Peter Sellers in "What's New Pussycat," or for the younger people, you know, Austin Powers. And he even had a psychedelic group for a while called the Hand Embroidered Lemon Peel. I was never really certain whether it was a real group or just a sly pretext by which he seduced hippie girls, you know. Anyway, I thought I'd sing you this song. Why did you kiss me with all your might? Why did the stars shine so bright in the light of your eyes between sorrows and sighs? It was one of those forbidden. I tried to resist him for oh so long. I tried hard to tell me it was wrong, but don't mention the thrill, 'cause
Cause I'm weak in Houston, and it's one of those forbidden nights. Avert your eyes, just look away, or we might get caught up in the light of day. Turn your cheek, never ever dare to speak. Never thought that I'd be one of those scuttling in the shadows. I smile as I gather up what's left of my pride. I laugh while I'm dying deep inside. They say you better not hang, you better not hang around. But one day we'll stand tall, and love will overcome it all. And we'll laugh at the slide that a man and a woman really didn't have the right to be dreaming of forbidden nights. To be dreaming of forbidden nights.
Job. They got songs for every occasion and a little limelight robbery, but no one will employ them. There's nothing to be signed. The autographs is overdrafted. She goes out of her mind. A common wall with a thousand faces. Unwanted posters of the haunted places. Roll out with the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Roll out with the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Stand at the skating rink, looking for the drummer who threw up in the sink. Laughing and singing, dressed up like dice. Maybe they can freeze to death out there on the ice. Look at the graceful way she dances. One foot speaks, the other answers.
Roll out with the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. We only want the pretty ones. Roll out with the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. We only want the pretty ones.
She plays the queen of the Fleetwood. He plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing any stars. He refused, and you can't be replaced. You can change your name, but you can't change your face. And as they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other to hear that joke and say,
roll out with the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Roll out with the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. I'm here to defend. Cellophane shrink wrap so red. Red dots under legal legs. She looks so good to be good standing. Bitch, she's watching the detectives. It is so cute watching the detectives. Oh, and they shoot, 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 shoot. You beat him up into the teardrop star. But a gamble wound him and he's got no heart. And he's got no heart. Jump inside, invisible shivers running down my spine. Help the baby take my blue clothes. Cause I'm a designer that sleeps when you're cold. Can't you change your magic cigarette? So put your eyes out, we face like a man. Don't know how much more of this I can take. She's smiling her lips while they're dragging the lid. She's watching the detectives. It's so cute watching the detectives. Oh, shoot, shoot. They beat him up into the teardrop star. They can't be wounded when he's got no. When it's fast and legal, the statue had to wear the wire. The detectives come to check if you belong to the parents. Ready to hear the worst about the daughter's disappearance. Oh, nearly to the miracle to get you to stay home. To my little fingers to blow you away. Watching the detectives get you. Watching the detective. Yes, I can't win the teardrop star. I can't be wounded when he's got no heart. When he's got no. Watching the detective. Watching the detectives.
example of it when I was over here about 18 months ago. I found myself on a chat show couch with a sweary fella off EastEnders, some kind of comedian who could unpeel bananas with his feet, and Priscilla Presley. It was, as you can imagine, it was kind of the highlight of my showbiz career. But Priscilla was very nice, and halfway through the show, they brought like Elvis Presley's guitar out and made me play it. And the woman who was looking after it came out with a pair of white gloves on, like it was a Ming vase or something. You know? 1954 J200 with Elvis Presley up the neck in case I was thinking of nicking it. You know? I sort of treat this guitar kind of the same way now, because this guitar was played by Chuck Berry. You know, I got the opportunity. Let's Chuck play this guitar. You know, I came out of the show in Edinburgh the other night, and the first thing a young lady said to me was, "Chuck Berry just died." And I thought of all, you know, the people that maybe loved his songs like I did, and all the things I learned from the way he used words. And then all the people that just thought he was the man that sang My Ding-a-ling, you know, and I thought, well, the loss is theirs, you know. Yeah. He was a tremendous upright man. You know, he was also the man that punched Keith Richard for playing a record that he didn't want to hear. So, you know, this occasion here was when he was getting an award for his lyrics, as if he needed to be told they were great, you know, and I was there playing a song. There were people, you know, up there. Paul Simon was there making a big, long speech, all completely constructed out of Chuck's lyrics. A beautiful poetic creation. Halfway through, Chuck said, "Excuse me, I just want to say something." "What is it?" He said, "I can't hear anything you're saying." And it's then you realize that he was an old gentleman, you know, and he couldn't quite hear it properly. But I got to sing a song for him, and I'd like to sing one for you in his honor, because I lived to tell the tale. And like I said, Keith Richard was there that day. And he'd just come just to make up with him in case he was still feeling a bit feisty. And he was 86 then. You know, it's like, so look, how about this? The one thing I forgot to tell you. Keith played this guitar too. At the end of the show, I thought, well, how are we going to end the show? He's here. They've made friends again. So I gave him my guitar to play, and I played rhythm guitar for Keith Richard. That was pretty good. And the next day I got a fax. Now Keith's still got a fax machine. You see the way I've got this guitar here tied up like this? That's because Elvis Presley had it like that. So it could jump around like that. Now look, Keith looks like a man wrestling in a canoe. Skinny little fellow like that with a big guitar like this. He said, "Dear Elvis," I thought the guitars that are tied up at the nut, man, they're like banned by the Geneva Convention. So, you know, this is for both of them. Right along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a piece of the turn of a mile. Curiosity running wild, choosing and playing the radio. Rub your purse if you've a place to go. Grab the money, my automobile. I was anxious to tell you the way I feel. So I told you softly and sincere. In her ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go, with no particular place to go. So we parked right out in the cold, and I was going in the morning's glow. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I could Sung many fine songs, and heaven knows what kind of shenanigans have gone on here on this stage over the years. You know better than me. One thing for sure, I don't think you need no electricity in here. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
behind every throne. Like it's true of emperors, potentates, dictators, presidents, prime ministers. There's usually a woman standing there with a look in her eyes that says, "What the fuck have I done?" This here song is about such a woman who wakes up to find the devil that she's released on the world is actually starting to take hold. But it could be anybody who's decided to change their style, change their tune. I'm no man's wonder. I'm not some little girl who thinks that fireflies and starlight doesn't know how love should feel. If I keep my distance, mark my words, I lie so tall. Don't burn down my resistance. I know whose hands to shake, I know whose hands to hold. He's just a photo flag, pictured in uniform. I think I'll make my mind up this time before I change my name. Lost his way one afternoon. He broke a vow. He wrote his heart in so few words and scattered them like ash along the telegraph. But if I go out wandering, I didn't see what it was. I'm not an educated guest. So stand and take a while. Cause I'm no man's woman. No man's woman.
sleepwalking while I'm forward to writing concrete is information. Have you got your silver lock creation? All of the zombies do you stay? All of the zombies on their way. Now we'd rather be anywhere else but here today. Chip on Charlotte, you didn't come to time. It's no laughing party when you've been all over the map. Only takes one day to drink it, one more little, one less white day. All the zombies need to stay. All the zombies are their way. Houses, they're not so spectacular. its engine high. You were the spice of life, the gin and not the moon. And though the sparks would fly, thought our love was fireproof. Sometimes we'd fight in public, darling, with very little cause. But different kinds of sparks would fly. We got on our own behind closed doors. Indoor fireworks can still burn in your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore we'll save as eyes. They're not so spectacular. They'll burn up in the sky. Or to lie, or bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. It's time to tell the truth. These things have to be faced. My fuse is burning out.
Together, and I suppose that's why it's been a pleasure to have him with me as my co-star on the show in some ways. But it was my mother that raised me. That's it up there in our bohemian basement in 1954, just before I was born. She was selling records when she was 14 years old, so I feel a little sentimental about records. She got the reputation in Liverpool of being the gal that knew something about jazz and dance band music. So my folks met across the counter of a record shop, so you could say if it weren't for records, I wouldn't be here. So I wrote this here song about time.
Bells and chimes of victory, there's a page back in history, 45. Just like the thought of 45. There is a song to sing to lose a pleasure in. Why do you lose? Why do you gain? Why do you win? 9 years later, a child is born. There's a record, so you put it on 45. for you to find. There's a stamp you should like and find, which is yours and a richer's mine to find. There is a song you sing to do the measure break.
Traveling life of music in this family. As you see, he was a boy soldier. It's a pretty good job for an orphan boy. Put him in the British Army when he was 12 years old, and they told him to play the trumpet, the cornet, the French horn, and the bugle. Then in 1914, they sent him to France and told him to stay out of trouble. He managed pretty good until about 1917, when a German man that didn't know his name and had no argument with him shot him in the stomach and the chest. Next picture I got of him is there, with a bunch of his mates in a military hospital in South Wales. You can imagine when it came peacetime, he didn't want to study war no more. That's kind of a theme in our family. But he did like uniforms. So he got himself a job in the White Star Line and sailed away to America. There he is, all 4'11" of him. We're growing 5 inches a generation in my family. We're going to be a race of titans. Sailed to America on the George Rick, the Majestic, the Olympic. He met boxing champions, silent movie stars. He met Duke Ellington. He met Duke Ellington on the deck of the SS Olympic in 1932. You may know Duke Ellington was deeply afraid of water. Spent the entire voyage pacing up and down in case the ship sank. Sometime in the night, my grandfather must have asked him for his autograph. Maybe he offered him a cigarette. I like to think he did. Pat brought back a pretty good standard of living for my grandmother. He brought her a fox fur rat, which was the talk of Birkenhead. Because the fox was still alive. Hope he wasn't. There she is in a splendid cloche hat. They were doing pretty good until about 1932. And then just like the mines and the factories that put the musicians out of work too. Pat came home to Liverpool. He used to play in the Hippodrome down in Bristol. He used to play in the Argyle Theatre in Birkenhead. He used to play in the Futurist Cinema, which they scandalously tore down this year. He used to play in the Pit Orchestra for the silent movies. But they didn't need those musicians anymore. And the only money he ever made after that playing the trumpet was money thrown in a hat on the corner of the street where he played with his pals until his pride got the better of him. And if you think that's a sentimental story, that's the way it was. I'll tell you something else. I'm grateful for what I did. And I thank you for bringing me here tonight. Tales. I want to thank all the crew, all the guys that built this television set. We're going to throw it out the window tomorrow. You want to help us? Third class ticket in his pocket, punching head up in shadows underneath the socket. Tweet code turned up against the fog. Slow conscience rolling over Ma between the very memory and approaching some fog. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter. Loose change loaning at the right amount. Forgotten man in a different nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Chimney standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a counterfeited fairy lullaby in a colliery town. Turn up flask and fumble scheme, substage dog Josephine is all you get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, mild and bitter from tuberculosis. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like this, underneath the painted sky. She woke up and called him Charlie by mistake, and shame began to cry. Tarnished silver band deals out of phrase, and then indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Brilliant in glistening, your soft point of whistling. And your one wandering smile died down in the hippodrome. Now you're walking off the gyms. The lonely sound of jingling spurs. The toodle-doos and all that deers. Down at the Argyle. Firewood of Indians. Of lots of private ears. No place for a cowboy. In polite society. Forgotten man. Station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally the morning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Jimmy's standing in the rain.
Brother! gonna shrink your belly and improve your oh, baby, get your woman really down to size. Make her smell of roses and across her eyes. If your sleep is broken and you climb the walls, and you see looks like a mule and it's kicking the stalls. Have a couple of these until your girlfriend calls. Give me my vitages. Your label might say one or two, but I take them by the handful and do what I wanna do. Feel the German measles and the Hong Kong flu. Give me my vitages. I used to take one pill to help me get skinny. I used to take one pill to help me get fatty. I used to drink a potion, make my blood run chilly. I never did get over that. But this will treat your body and improve your mind. Make you take the girls I bought them one at a time. Maybe you get your woman dirty down to size. Make you taste the sugar and a cross of vitachicks. Cause it's gonna help you zip up your slacks. Walk around the room and make your husband swoon. Make me shrink him down from a big balloon. Vitachicks, vitachicks. I could turn your bar if you would write me some tips. Cause the good Lord says this is the law of the dicks. Give me my vitachicks. If your teeth are whistling and your fire is spit, and your knees are buckling and your back is thin, this will make you smarter than the president. Give me my vitachicks. Give it to me. Give me my vitachicks. I need another one. Give me my vitachicks.
Five of them this evening, and I feel just fine. Well, you know, there's nothing else I can do now this evening except perhaps play one from my flamenco record. That wasn't a big hit here in Sheffield. They told me that was the whole reason you were coming tonight. Well, I get my foot up on the footstool and play it properly for you. She made a face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe that treasure or the price I have to pay. She made a song the summer sings, maybe the children are the grace, maybe a hundred different things with the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, why and wherefore I'm alive, what I care for through the I'll take laughter and tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she. don't know where to begin. Though he says I'll wait forever, it's now or never, but they keep him hanging on. That's her jam band. She says she can't go home without a chaperone. Accidents will happen, we're only in line. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're only in line. So many fish in the sea that on the rise have been sweating smoke like mercury, and they keep you hanging on. They say you're so young, your mouth is made up, your mind is undone. Accidents will happen, you're all in run. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, you're all in run. I don't wanna hear it, cause I know what I've done. And it's the damage that we do and never know. It's the words that we don't say that scare me. Oh, there's so many people to see, so many people you can check them on and add to your collection, but they keep you hanging on until you will harm. Your mind is made up, your mouth is undone. Accidents will happen. You're all in run. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen. You're all in run. I don't want to hear it. We'll be right back.
Sometime. I don't know how long it'll be till I see you again, but I hope all is well with you until then. I hope those the people up in Edinburgh the other night, they told me they were considering building a wall. I don't know whether it's true, but they heard they were coming into fashion or something. You know, I was over there. You saw a picture with Mammy before. She was a beautiful woman and raised me to do as well as I could do. Given the curses of a face like this, but I came to see her. You know, nowadays she's going to be 90 years old in July. She's my Protestant grandfather, not the one that I didn't show you a picture of. She was born on the 12th of July, which I don't know whether how much of a sectarian divide there is in Sheffield, but he called her Lilium, which of course yields the diminutive lily, like as in the orange lily of the Orange Order. He wasn't actually orange, but he just had a bad sense of humour, because in Liverpool being called Lily and being born on the 12th of July is a bit like being the boy named Sue. So she's had to sort of fight her way there through most of her life. And like a lot of people that get to that age, she's got some health problems. And I came over to see her at New Year, and she spent the whole of New Year in a hospital where they took absolutely magnificent care of her. There were young women there that were working every hour and then some. And they were the great nurses and doctors of the NHS. Because they kept me alive when I was a little boy, and now I'm here to talk to you about it, you know. But you know, the thing that is shocking, you read about it all the time, but I'm sure somebody knows somebody, or you've actually seen it yourself. You go in and you see a procession of men, older gentlemen, in the corridor on gurneys. They're not on sun loungers, you know. They're on gurneys waiting to get treatment on oxygen. and that's sort of a disgrace. And I don't like to make big long speeches and everything, but there was 100,000 people at least, maybe 200,000 people walked in London to protest. Nurses, doctors, workers, patients, and you didn't hear one fucking word about it on the BBC. If there's money enough for George Osborne to be the fucking editor of the London Evening Standard, but you can't fix the NHS, there's something fucking the matter with the country. So whatever you believe, I wrote this song a long time ago, and I thought that there comes a time, the person that people assumed it was about passed away. In a dreadful way, but it never was a song about a person, it was always about an idea. But I still think there's something in the song that he said.
I saw a newspaper picture from the political campaign. A woman was kissing a child who was obviously. She spills with compassion. That young child's face and hand she grips. Can you imagine all that grief and avarice coming down on that child's lips? Well, I hope I don't die too soon. I pray the Lord my soul. Say, yes, I'll be a good boy. I'm trying so hard to be, 'cause there's one thing I know. I'd like to live long enough to save it.
Like a tin can, filled with tears for Sheffield, it's hard for me to summon up the majesty of Blackpool in the early 70s, but I'm sure some of you have been there and you know what it's like, you know, the five sad donkeys tied to a post to scare children, the pier, and at the end of the pier a telescope through which you may occasionally see the sea. You know, at the end of the day, I don't know, I think now they have gambling and sex there. In those days, they just had candy floss and chips and pickled onions. And the kids were all screaming and they'd all got sunburned and they'd be pulled off the beach at dusk and then shoved into bed at the boarding house and then go to a club to hear my dad sing that Ray Stevens hit that I told you about, Everything is Beautiful. Now I've gone with him and I'm behind the curtain and there's an organist over there where that red hat is and you know, he's about 45, but there's parts of his face that are at least 73. He's got a long plume of ash on a cigarette, and he gives me a note on the organ which isn't heard in Balinese music. Now, my dad comes round to give me the music, and I'm sitting there. I've never ever played a show like this before, and he looks deep in my eyes, and I know what that look said. That look said, for God's sake, son, don't fuck up. But as the curtain went up and the announcement was made, that slide of an organist, it deliberately put me out of tune. So I did the only sensible thing I could do, is I turned the volume right off on my guitar and played the show of my life. After a couple of numbers, I got kind of fancy. But, you know, as you know, show businesses are something of a blood sport. You know, I met some people while I was going to those clubs with my father who were people that really shouldn't have been in show business. Actually, a few people that shouldn't have been out of the house without a note from their mother. But I started to write.